Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today, being joined by Natalie Peters. She is the community health educator at the Dallas County Health Department. Natalie, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, and I hope you're good as well. So with March, halfway through it already, but it is National Nutrition Month, so why don't you go ahead and start us off, tell us about that.
That's right. March is National Nutrition Awareness Month, and nutrition is super important. It's one of those foundational parts of your health because it can affect you in so many different ways. Eating healthy can lower your risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, and there's even evidence that it can improve your overall mental health and sense of well-being, so it's something really great that you can do for yourself. But a lot of folks aren't aware about what nutrition and proper nutrition really looks like. And so for that, it's kind of easy to follow the American Heart Association guidelines and kind of keep track of the number of servings each day that you should be having for all the different food groups. So starting off strong with fruits and vegetables, you should be aiming to get 4 to 5 servings of those every day, 6 servings of whole grains, 3 servings of low-fat dairy, and then a total of about 5.5 ounces of lean protein. So if you're thinking about that visually, you can kind of use the My Plate guidelines from the Department of Agriculture. So that's kind of an image of like what your meal should consist of. And spoiler alert, about half of your plate should be full of fruits and vegetables. So that's a good goal to have. And you can go to myplate.gov to learn more. In our community, in Dallas County, we tend to struggle to eat enough fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables. And I think that's pretty common in other places too. So some tips if you're trying to boost your nutrition and your vegetable consumption. Well, there are a lot of ways to make vegetables taste better already. I think a lot of people maybe avoid them because they don't know how to cook them. So don't be afraid to use seasonings, sauces, or just cut them up and incorporate them into dishes you already make a lot, like pastas or soups. And also, focus on adding more fiber into your diet with foods like lentils, oatmeal, chia seeds, and obviously fruits and vegetables. And then my last tip is that your body can absorb nutrients through food easier than it can through taking a multivitamin. So if you focus on incorporating a variety of colors of fruits and vegetables into your diet, it can help you get most of the nutrients that you need.
No, that's good to know. I gotta admit, I do pretty well in these areas. The only thing I do with dairy, I do have yogurt, but I also have like ice cream every night. You know, it's okay to treat yourself, right?
Yeah, balance is key.
Okay, cool. Thank you for running us through that. And it's also Colon Cancer Awareness Month as well here in March. So yeah, what's the details about that?
Yeah, so some people don't like to talk about it, but it's definitely one of those important areas of health because colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths for men and women combined. And then while cases have been dropping in older adults, which is good, they've actually been rising in young adults, younger than 50. So that's pretty concerning. So just keep folks aware of this health issue. Fortunately, there's several things that you can be doing to reduce your risk of developing colon cancer by changing your lifestyle factors. So those would be increasing physical activity, eating a diet high in fiber, like I said, and eating less processed foods like fast food, trying to maintain a healthy weight, limiting alcohol and tobacco product use can really do a lot to reduce your risk of colon cancer.
When it comes to Colon Cancer Awareness Month, what are the screening recommendations for colon cancer?
Yes, good question. So screening is really important because these tests can catch cancer in its earlier stages, which greatly improves your chances of recovery. So the guidelines are that people with an average risk should start routine screenings at age 45. And so you should consult with your primary care physician about if you are average risk or maybe increased risk. And then there will be several test options available depending on your situation. So those might include colonoscopies or stool sample tests. But then if you are younger than 45, it's still good to keep an eye out for the signs and symptoms of colon cancer just so you're aware of your body. First one is a change in bowel habits. Second one is any blood in the stool. Third is ongoing abdominal discomfort like cramps. Fourth one is constant weakness or tiredness that's unusual for you. And then the last sign would be losing weight without trying. So if you have any questions about colon cancer screening options, or if you notice any symptoms, definitely talk to your primary care provider.
All right. Well, thank you for running us through all that. Now, you know, in terms of weather, it's been kind of tame, I guess, winter. Now, severe weather week will be coming up, the final week of March. So, you know, kind of the preparations and everything for that. Run us through that.
Yeah, so I think this timing is good because it's before the like tornado season starts, but it's definitely right around the corner. So it's good to be thinking about how you can protect yourself and your family during severe weather events. So basically there's just three steps that we want folks to take. So the first one is to stay aware of weather hazards. And you can do that by signing up for an alert system like Alert Iowa. So if you go to alert.iowa.gov or just turning on notifications for the weather apps on your phone can also keep you informed during those events. The second step is to make an emergency plan with your family, which includes deciding where you'll go and what you'll do to stay safe during severe weather events so that everyone's on the same page. And then the last step is to build an emergency kit with the items for you and your family that everyone will need in case you need to evacuate your home. So try to have enough to sustain yourselves for about 3 to 5 days. Things like water bottles, a first aid kit, batteries, non-perishable foods like energy bars, etc. So if you go to ready.iowa.gov, there's more information there about severe weather preparation.
All right. Well, thanks for running us through all that. Again, speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. And Natalie, of course, National Public Health Week is following that, the first week of April. There's a special theme each day. And then I know you're planning something as well. So yeah, what's going on with all that?
Yeah, definitely. So National Public Health Week's a good time to just recognize the role of public health and bring attention to issues that affect our nation's health and our community's health. So that's what the health department's here for. But as far as the National Public Health Week, April 1st through 7th, there's a different theme each day. And so those include this year, civic engagement, healthy neighborhoods, climate change, new tools and innovations in health, reproductive and sexual health, emergency preparedness, and then the future of public health. So if you're interested in learning more about any of those topics, we'll be posting each one on our social media platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go ahead and follow us. Our username or handle for all of those platforms is @DallasCoHealth. And then something really exciting we have planned, we're partnering with Dallas County Conservation to host a community nature walk. So this will be on Friday, April 5th from noon to 12:30. We'll be meeting outside of Secondary Roads in Adel, which is located at 415 River Street. And then we'll be walking along the Raccoon River Valley Trail. So we're just doing this to bring the community together to enjoy the outdoors. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day out and just to get some steps in, get some exercise in the middle of the day. So anyone's welcome to join us for a quick midday break. We'd love to have you.
All right, well, that is coming up April 5th. And again, that is Natalie Peters, the community health educator at the Dallas County Health Department here as part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Natalie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And our Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.